This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the polls, Jack.
Check this out, Jack.
Poll numbers from the New York Times and CNN. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
That's the fact.
Jack! That's a fact, Jack!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are expanding access to transportation. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
Now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going.
If you want a strong reason to pray for the health of the President of the United States, you are reminded again today that reason is the vice president.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. As you know, there is a petition drive underway. We're trying to get 40,000 plus certified signatures from registered voters in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to put a ballot question onto the statewide ballot. In November, it's whether or not illegal aliens should be allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts. It was passed by the legislature. Governor Baker vetoed it, and it was overridden. And so now we are in the streets trying to get the signatures to put it on the ballot as a question, so that the voters can decide whether illegal aliens should get driver's licenses. I'm opposed to it, obviously. Most of you are, too. And we're working hard in the summer to get these signatures. And for instance, today they were getting signatures at Cape Gunworks again, and that you can see it again today. You can see that you'll be able to sign the petitions tomorrow at Cape Gunworks as well. They were also at the Market Basket in Tewksbury. And this website is up, fairandsecurema.com, and it's getting more and more listings every day. But now we're starting to get some elected representatives are starting to go out and get signatures. And I wanted to talk with one of them today, Senator Ryan Fatman from the Worcester area. And he's going to be out in Northbridge tomorrow at the Walmart from 3 to 7, and then at the Northbridge 250th anniversary celebration from 10 to 3 on Saturday. Senator Fatman, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for getting involved in this campaign.
Oh, yeah, Howie, absolutely. I was one of the 10 people to petition the Secretary of State to get this on the ballot so people can decide. And, you know, I'm young enough to remember and old enough to remember, I guess, it's not illegal to be illegal in Massachusetts. you know, that was the old phrase of our old attorney general. And,
yes.
You know, certainly Beacon Hill is living up to that standard. So we're going to be out working our hides off in Northbridge. And actually, you mentioned the two events in Northbridge, just to repeat. You know, we're looking for volunteers tomorrow, 3 to 7 at the Northbridge Walmart. Then there's going to be about 5,000 people at the Northbridge 250th anniversary celebration on a parade route. We're going to try to collect signatures there. And then on Sunday, we're going to be out 1 to 4 at the Hannaford's Market in the town of Uxbridge right next door. So the Blackstone Valley is trying to contribute to this effort and to give people a voice, because I think we'll repeal this law.
Right. And people are texting me every evening here that their areas are not, there's nowhere to sign. And we're trying to make sure that there are places to sign. For instance, there's going to be a signing petition gatherers at the Shaw's in North Beverly Saturday from nine to noon. So that takes care of, you know, Essex County. I mean, we need more people out there. There's going to be people down on the Cape at the Barnstable Transfer Station Saturday from until noon. That's Will Peters, the candidate for state rep down there. There's going to be people at various gun clubs at the Miles Standish Gun Club in East Bridgewater. That's going to be starting a couple of weeks from Thursday. And we've got these things are all listed at fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and we just tweeted out a link to it. And if you want to get involved in this campaign and you want to tell everybody where you're going to be getting signatures at a public place, you can send the information to one of the employees, the workers at the Republican State Committee, JM@massgop.com, and we have that in our tweet. We have that address, so you can give the information, and we can get this list up there. How do you think it's going, Senator Fatman? It's kind of hard to tell. You know, it's not like some kind of internet campaign where you see instantaneous voting for America's Bachelor or whatever those shows are called. It takes a long time to figure it out. But how do you think it's going?
Yeah, well, I mean, the truth is that the logistical timing of all this is sort of terrible. I mean, we're right in the middle of the summer going into August. We have till August 24th to collect 41,000 signatures. But what I want to tell people, the reason why we need their help, the reason why we need their investment in time is while the logistical timing of trying to get those signatures is tough, the political timing couldn't be better. You know, putting on this in the ballot in November and holding people accountable to the vote, where there's tons of candidates who have stepped up to challenge people on Beacon Hill for the first time in a very long time. What could be like a 49-51 loss in a close election for maybe a Republican that's underfunded and understaffed could easily become a 51-49 victory because of an increased turnout. You know, part of this is people are going to come out and vote when they learn that this is on the ballot. If they're not interested in the governor's race, if they're not interested in their congressional race, if they're not interested in anything else on the ballot, they're probably going to be interested in the fact that they have a say, which is very rare, in public safety policy on illegal immigration. And, you know, when people look at the issue, they have to understand it's a public safety issue. It's a voting integrity issue. And I want to make this point really clear. It's also a fairness issue. You know, I went and spent 4th of July at one of the great institutions of our state in Old Sturbridge Village, and I watched 99 immigrants be naturalized as United States citizens. And I spent about an hour after the ceremony talking to them, and they were so joyful about being citizens. But one common denominator they all had was how much time, effort, and money they spent to do it, their separation from their family, their ability to bring family over the right way. And we are sending the wrong message on this on multiple fronts, a fairness front, voting integrity, as you probably have gone over on the show. You know, the RMV and is not allowed to share any of the documents that
right.
people use to get their license. And the license looks exactly like yours and mine and any other
right.
legal resident of the state.
And you guys tried to put in an amendment to make sure that these driver's licenses couldn't be used to register to vote and that the RMV would share that information with cities and towns. But that was rejected by the Democrat majorities, wasn't it?
Yeah, Senator Bruce Tarr had a great amendment that would have made the licenses look different. I had an amendment that would have allowed town clerks and city clerks to reach out to the RMV and share information. And if we've learned nothing in this state about public safety since 9/11, sharing information is really important on a public safety front. 9/11 was launched from Logan Airport in Massachusetts. And if you look at the 9/11 commission report, they said, well, public safety agencies didn't share information. And now we're saying, let's not share information about consular documents, which are not official documents that people are going to use to come here and get driver's licenses. It's really tragic. And the governor's already said, you know, the RMV isn't equipped to really process and understand these documents, some of which are going to be in foreign languages. It's just ripe for fraud and abuse, and it's really unfortunate. But people have the chance to let their voice be heard if they're frustrated by this, by going out, collecting signatures, getting this on the ballot. and making sure we have the ability to vote in direct democracy in our Commonwealth.
Senator Ryan Fetterman, I'm glad you're doing it. Why aren't more Republican elected officials from Beacon Hill doing this, getting involved in this campaign?
I think there are a lot of people coming together. I think the timing of it with the end of the legislative session is a little bit challenging. I know some of the local state reps in my area, like Joe McKenna, they're going to be helping me out. You know, we're doing this as a team, and we're trying to make sure that in my area, we want to get 5,000 signatures. That's 1/8 of what's needed. If we do that and, you know, other people around the state do that, we'll be in good shape. We just need help. And if people are willing to help, you know, you gave them some opportunities to reach out on websites. They can come to my website, which is fatman.com, FATTMAN.com. You know, go there. There's a button that says contact Ryan. We'll get you involved in the Blackstone Valley, Central Mass area, and make sure we get this on the ballot so that people have their voice to be heard.
413 says, what about Western Mass? They were in Westfield. The people were in the Big Y in Westfield last weekend. We need more places, obviously, in Western Mass, and I think some people are going to get involved in Berkshire County, but we're going to try to get more people in Hamden County, obviously, especially Hamden County and in the 413 area code. But it's just it's arduous to be putting together this kind of campaign on short notice. But I think we're getting better. And again, the list now at fairandsecurema.com is more and more complete. And if you were going to go out and get signatures, I just said, someone said they signed at the Market Basket in Haverhill. I'm not even sure that was on the list today, but a woman was out there getting signatures. Let us let the people know at fairandsecurema.com that you're going to be out there and you get more people to come out. We want to get as many signatures as we can, and you know, 40,000 certified. You probably need to get 60,000 just to have a cushion, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because you know, every once in a while, people aren't registered to vote and they don't even know it, or they're from out of state, or they signed the wrong paper from the wrong town. There's a lot of logistical issues that can happen, but you know, out in the Berkshires, out in Western Massachusetts, you got a great state rep, Nick Baldiga, and he is out there working his butt off trying to get signatures. So might be worth having him come on, Howie, and talk about their efforts out there in Western Mass, so people know it's statewide, and it is. And I will tell you just exactly what you said. I started reaching out last week to people who have volunteered to help me, and most of those who I already reached out to had papers already and were collecting. And I was really surprised pleasantly about that. So if you're absolutely right, we need to know what people are doing, because what we don't want to have happen is people to collect signatures and then not get them where they need to be by August 24th. You know, it's not just about collecting signatures. It's about getting them into the town halls so that they can be certified, and then getting them to the Secretary of State by September 7th.
Right.
So logistically, we got to get it right. That's why it's important to go to these websites. For me, fatman.com, FATTMAN.com, you know, Fair and Secure Mass, all of those, we got to get communication up. And I think we have an awesome opportunity to hold people accountable and to put this on the ballot and make sure people have their voice heard in direct democracy.
All right. See you. And I hope a lot of your constituents get out to see you tomorrow at the Walmart in Northbridge from 3 to 7, and then at the Northbridge 250th anniversary celebration. We'll get Nick Baldiga on, too, to talk about what's going on in Western Mass. And we'll have other There are other reps involved. There should be more reps involved, though, and this should be a clarion call for all the elected Republicans in the state. I know they're not many, but they're enough to get these signatures. Thank you, Senator Fetterman. The best thing about summer, the food. There's nothing better than a summer meal, and luckily, HelloFresh is bringing all my favorite summer flavors right to my door in limited edition Taste of Summer recipes and market selections. Restaurant-worthy Taste of Summer recipes elevate my dining experience at home and allow me to experience the flavors I'm craving while minimizing oven use, because less time in the kitchen means more time in the sunshine. What's more, complimentary sides and desserts from HelloFresh round out my summer meals, and their apps always please me. HelloFresh keeps my taste buds on their toes with over 55 weekly options, the most choices of any meal kit. I'm just looking at the choices I have right now. White cheddar Wonder Burgers. That sounds good. Herb grilled steak and Old Bay shrimp. Surf and turf, in other words.
Any tacos from Bogota's on there?
No breakfast tacos, though, unfortunately.
I'm sure HelloFresh may have some breakfast tacos.
I don't see any on the sheet I've got right in front of me. They have one pan black bean and pepper quesadillas. That's unique and diverse, as Jill Biden would say.
Well, it's the nice thing about HelloFresh is you can go as diverse or comfort food as you want. If
right.
you want to stick to your more domestic choices.
Right. They got everything, and you'll learn that whatever you order from HelloFresh is easy to make, and it will be very tasty. It's not, it may sound exotic and something you'd order at a restaurant, but you can make it yourself. That's the way HelloFresh makes all of their items. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Call 855-935 to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me. And now they can help you, too. Call 855-935-0483. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the Democrats' most likely October surprise? Arrest Donald Trump, war with Russia, Biden resigns, or COVID lockdowns?
I'm going to say COVID lockdowns. I think they're already greasing the skids.
66% say COVID lockdowns.
Let's play the Fauci before we go to the phone lines. People want to talk about the petitions and other things, but let's play the cut from Fauci today. Mr. Gloomy Gus.
You see, if you look at the map, where just a couple of months ago it was a lot of green and some yellow, now we're seeing a fair amount of orange, which means you really should, in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, be wearing masks. It's just the appropriate thing to do to defend, to protect yourself and your family.
Pay no attention to all the members of Congress who've been double vaxxed and double boosted, and they still have COVID in their quarantine, like Senator Schumer, Senator Blumenthal, Congresswoman Pingree from Maine, and I'm sure there's a lot more. 844-500-4242. By the way, inflation today, as you know, 9.1% year over year. This is the highest rate since the last days of the Jimmy Carter administration, when Ronald Reagan had to come in and start cleaning up the mess. And so inflation is crushing everybody, but we have a way that you can get at least a little bit of relief. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and enter your email address on our email list. That's all you got to do. No obligation. Just put your name on our email list and you'll be entered to win $50 a day on my show and on Grace's show, both every weekday. And it's now time to announce my $50 winner for gas money today. Congratulations, Carolyn. That's not my daughter, Carolyn. This is Carolyn from Davenport, Iowa. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, Carolyn from Davenport, Iowa. Look for an email from store@HowieCarrShow.com with instructions on how to collect. If you want to win $50 from me or from Grace every weekday, both shows give away $50. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and sign, give us your email address, and that's no obligation. You're entered to win the contest twice a day, 10 times a week. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call here. I just want to find out, Howie, if we can vote by mail. Can we sign this petition by mail? Do they allow that?
You know what? That's a real good point. But, of course, you know the answer, Jack. No, you can't sign by mail. Isn't that a bit of irony, isn't it? You know? If we could do this by mail or by internet, we could get this done by midnight. No problem. But we got to go, we got to run around and, you know, you don't have to go to one of these locations. You can just download the petition at fairandsecurema.com, but then you have to get it back to town hall or city hall. If they make it as difficult as possible, I wonder why. I wonder why. Because this doesn't benefit the Democrat Party, does it? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 says, I've been collecting signatures at Market Basket in Wilmington. Regarding that, your last caller's question, not only can you not mail in your signature, but the question, signatures on the sheets must be perfect. They will disqualify illegible signatures, unlike mail-in ballot signatures. Yeah, I mean, it's very a very antiquated way of getting a petition, getting signatures, but that's the way it is. I mean, at least this state has a referendum part of the Constitution. You can still do this. I mean, some states you can't do this. Some states would just have to grin and bear it, and you know there'd be no way to repeal this. Joining us now is Representative Nick Baldega. He's a rep from Western Massachusetts. I think he's Southwick. Is where he's from, and right on the Connecticut line. And we want to check in and see what's going on in the 413 area code. Nick Baldega, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. What do you guys got going out there in Hamden County and the 413 area code?
Hey, Howie, good to be with you. Yeah, obviously, people are upset out here, and they want to make sure that their voices are heard. And like you just said, thank God we have a referendum in Massachusetts where we can go out and work and get this back on the ballot. And let people make the decision and not legislators make these radical calls of driver's licenses for illegals, as you saw. And we're working and we're going to get it done.
So where can people go? Where are you going to be? Are you going to be around tomorrow or Friday or the weekend out in Western Mass?
Yeah, so I think the best thing to do is go on my Facebook and Twitter accounts. I'm going to be posting where I'm going to be because it changes every week, so I'm trying to make my way around the district. So if you go on my Facebook, my Twitter, or stickwithnick.org, you'll see on my face and my website where we're going to be. So we're going to try to be out 2 to 3 days a week for roughly 4 hours at each place, you know, Walmart, Big Y's out here, that's the supermarkets, all that type of stuff, collecting signatures, and just look for the signs. You can stop in at one of those places over the course of the week and sign.
And I assume if people want to get their own signatures, get their own petitions, I should say, they can download them. But that's kind of a complicated process because it's a double-sided and all that, and it's got to be longer paper and all that. But can they just get signature, some petitions, blank petitions from you if they want to?
100%. I'll make sure that I have enough sheets when I'm out collecting signatures and my volunteers and the team we have out there. If someone stops by, we'll absolutely give people, you know, 2 or 3 sheets. They can fill them up, bring them back to us, and get 2 or 3 sheets more. And we'll make sure that people can grab some signature sheets and get out there and collect signatures.
Is anybody else, any other state reps out there working this campaign?
You know, so we've just got the papers just came out within the last 7 or 8 days. I'm sure people are out there helping. I know that I'm active and I'm trying to recruit some more people myself, you know, get local committees involved and just people that have also called and just shared their concerns about this. You know, I think you saw on the national news that unfortunately that tragic case of the 10-year-old turned out to be raped by an illegal alien.
Right.
And people know that now. The real truth came out of what happened, and people are sick of it. They're fed up with it, and they want this to stop.
Yeah, I know. And if it hadn't come out, I don't think they were even planning to arrest this guy. That's the way it seems. You know, I mean, he wasn't arrested until yesterday. This was days after the story broke in the paper. Nobody, until the Attorney General of Ohio said, you know, I have heard nothing about this case. And the Washington Post checked with every health care clinic in Ohio, and there was no word of it. And when it got out in the national news, it came out, and it turns out it was an illegal alien. He was probably going to get a pass because he was an illegal alien for this horrific crime. But now he's been arrested, a Guatemalan. And he's been in the country for 7 years, doesn't speak any English, apparently. He needed a translator at his arraignment when the cops were interviewing him. It's a terrible story. An American woman was killed by an illegal alien in Burlington, North Carolina on Sunday. Guy was driving drunk, no license, car full of drugs, unlicensed, unregistered, uninsured, et cetera, et cetera. This stuff is just going on and on. It's got to be stopped. And there's only one way to make our voices heard here. Okay, so Nick, where do people go again if they want to find out more information about Western Mass?
Go to stickwithnick.org and my Facebook and Twitter, which are Rep. Nick Buldiga.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Keep us informed about what's going on. And again, if anyone's got the petitions and is out working, make sure you get the message out to fairandsecurema.com. There's a guy who's set up the website. His name is John Milligan, jm@massgop.com, jm@massgop.com. We tweeted out his address. Send him your information. I just got a thank you, Nick, for being with us. I just got a text from 781. I have petition sheets going for Woburn residents at Ernie's Salem Street Service Station, 163 Salem Street, Woburn, Mass. I also have extra sheets if people want to take them to their own towns. And Taylor just emailed back to, I guess that's Ernie, to get it on the website. So we got, again, we got till August 24th. We got plenty of time, but we got to get a lot of signatures every day. And if everybody keeps working at it, we can do it. 844-500-4242. Andrea, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrea.
Hi, Howie. Howie, listen, I'm really concerned. You mentioned that some woman was collecting up in a market basket somewhere and nobody seemed to know anything about it. Howie, I think we need to know everybody who's collecting, because there are some nefarious people out there who'll spend a couple hours, collect 100 signatures, and then go and throw them out. We can't be too careful. We need 40,000 good, verifiable signatures. And if 6 or 8 of those 1,000 get thrown out, we lose it.
I know. I think the bigger problem is they're just going to try to show up at some of these sites and lurk around the tables like Senator Eldridge was doing on Saturday out in Hudson with Rayla Campbell, the GOP candidate for Secretary of State. I think that's the bigger problem. So just make sure you get out and if you can grab a petition and get all your neighbors and friends to sign and then get it back to wherever the local organizer is. I mean, you don't need to fill it up. You don't need to fill up. They could just, if it's only got one signature on it, you can still get it back to the clerk and it'll still be, and if you're a registered voter and it's properly filled out, you can, that's one that we need to get to the 40,000 plus mark. It does.
Well, again, I'm here just to express my opposition to voters, not to have a dialogue just with you. So, I mean, honestly, you might just want to go back to your table.
I can't get over that is a melon impaired, sweaty, overweight, bald white guy telling a black woman to go back to her table. But he can get away with it because he's a Democrat.
I mean, honestly, you might just want to go back to your table.
How the hell did they get away with this stuff? And then she says, why won't you talk to me? And he says, you're not my constituent. This is a guy who wants illegal aliens to come over here, all of them. But he won't talk to this American woman who's the first black woman on a statewide ballot in Massachusetts because she doesn't live in Middlesex County. I mean, imagine if a Republican a Republican white man were saying that to a black Democrat. There would be hell to pay. You know it. 844-500-4242-603. Why wouldn't every local police department have a setup station to sign against making it illegal for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses? Because it is, after all, against the law. Yeah, the thing is, a lot of these, the boonbats are saying too, well, the police chiefs don't want anybody to sign it. Some of the police chiefs don't because they're getting heat from the elected officials, like say in Boston, the city council, the mayor, of course, want this to go through to get more illegal aliens in here, more underclass, more dependents. And, the other problem is, theoretically, I've just thought myself that maybe the police chiefs think that if a cop signs this, for instance, they could go into court sometime and they're testifying against the next illegal alien statutory rapist who gets dragged into court here, and they say, officer so and so, did you sign the petition to deny illegal aliens driver's licenses? And then they would bring that up and say, well, you obviously have bias. You know, I mean, you know, it could happen. This is the society that we live in. 844-500-4242. Kyle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah. Hey, Holly. I'm up in Portland, Maine, where there's 18 governors that are meeting up in the state.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And there's a massive protest. And let's see if you can guess this. I'm in the state of Maine. There's 18 governors. Who do you think the people are protesting against?
DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So I was hanging out with a congressman, and I told him, I said, if DeSantis was smart, he would decide to identify as a woman tomorrow. That way the left is forced to vote for him.
Is DeSantis really up there in Portland?
I don't even know. These people are outraged.
They're just outraged that governors would be meeting and DeSantis is a governor. Why are they outraged? Oh, I got it. In Portland, it would be because he signed the anti-grooming bill into law, right? Is that the big complaint, or is it just the fact that he doesn't make people wear masks? Probably both.
It's Portland. We don't need a reason to, you know, we complain about anything.
I tell you, Kyle, you know, I was born there, and I still can't believe that they voted for a Soros-backed district attorney up there. I mean, after seeing what's happened in all these communities, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., suburban Washington, all these places where he got DAs elected, there's just total chaos and turmoil. But yet the people in Portland ousted a moderate Democrat who had committed the sin of being a former Republican by a 2-to-1 margin, Kyle. I knew the city was going crazy because none of my relatives can get elected there anymore. But I didn't know it was that crazy.
Oh, it's that crazy.
It is that crazy. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. If you want to talk about illegal alien driver's licenses, petitions, or anything else, give us a call. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment with these foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, and spiraling national debt. The DC Democrats only plan to print more money. How's that been working out for you anywhere? It's Jimmy Carter all over again, only worse. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. So we have expanded access to transportation.
California Dreamin' with Kamala Harris. Yikes. 844-542-42. 781 says, I just received my petition forms today here at Boyle's Body Work in Arlington. See, Taylor tweeted him back, or texted him back, let the GOP know where you'll be collecting. Because, you know, I mean, Arlington is a lot of moon bats. You know, People's Republic of Arlington next door to Cambridge and Somerville, but there are a lot of Americans still in Arlington, you know, who want to sign the petition. Maybe they don't want to drive to Market Basket or in Waltham or wherever. So, you know, we got to know where everybody, or it helps out. You can get more signatures if more people know who's collecting. So just get the
word out. You got to know how to know.
You got to know how to know. Exactly. Dementia Joe. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for spearheading this thing. I think you're definitely on point. I know that lady might be a little confused, but hey, if you question it, you can always ask for your own, fill out your own and do it. But hey, here's a good qualifier. They should know a Howie Carr sponsor, like I'm a Gaucho or the 110 or something like that, or know right. Something about the show. That if they start talking to them, the moon bat will come out if you get them talking. So,
well, we're going to be collecting them at the 110 Grill on Friday. Grace and I will be there for 6 hours, and we'll be getting signatures inside. And you can come on down, and maybe there'll even be like a surprise. Like maybe you can get an I Did That Brandon sticker for free if you sign one. Maybe that'll happen. And, you know, and again, Cape Gunworks, they're collecting down there every day. And that's a Howie Carr Show sponsor. And, you know, and now more gun clubs are signing up. We're gonna get this thing done, I think, knock on wood. 844-500-4242. They're not making it any easier for us. Somebody says he hopes that Jamie Eldridge comes back to Cabela's in Hudson. So he'd like to go toe-to-toe with that nitwit. I'm not sure. Jamie didn't have a real good showing. He didn't have a good showing his first weekend, and the second showing that last Saturday, he did even worse. I don't think Jamie will be back. I could be wrong. It would be humorous if he did come back. 844-500-4242. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain. How are you?
Good.
Hey, listen. You know, the signature drive, I've got about 10 coming to sign in Uxbridge this Sunday. So, ready to go. Hey, Howie. Charlie Baker, where is he? You know, he and AJ, I need an update of where AJ's case is, right? And I need to know what Charlie and Karen are.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let Taylor tell you. Our South Coast correspondent can tell you where Charlie Parker was the other night.
I think he was in the Boston area at a Bon Jovi tribute headed by a friend of ours, the Howie Carr Show.
Bon Jovi. Matt, you don't think he's going to be out front of it in Cabela's or Big Y or Market Basket or Stop and Shop, do you? Doing the work of the people. You don't believe that, do you?
No, I figured he was at the YMCA playing basketball, Howie. And, you know, Karen can hang out in Dartmouth all she wants, you know, between her lake house in Worcester and the place in Dartmouth on the ocean. After they burned the state down, destroyed thousands of businesses, wrecked the economy, and now they just act like it didn't happen. Oh, and there's 6,000 dead in the nursing homes because of them.
Right,
it's unbelievable, Howie.
And Charlie Parker got $52,000 from the operators of the nursing homes, and he didn't give any of it back. She got $35,000, didn't give any of it back. The then Speaker of the House, DeLeo, the unindicted co-conspirator, got $42,000, didn't give a penny of it back from all these nursing homes where all these thousands of elderly people died. 844-500-4242. Go to FairAndSecureMA.com. Check out where to sign the petitions. I'm Howie Carr.